Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature the music of Marvin Gaye this half hour. Well, as mentioned earlier, Marvin was born Marvin Pence Gaye Jr., last name spelled G-A-Y, in Washington, D.C. on April 2nd, 1939. He added the E at the end of Gaye after entering show business. His mother, Alberta, had come from North Carolina, and his father from Kentucky. They had met in Washington, D.C., where Alberta had brought her infant son, Michael, that was not Michael's direct brother. They married in 1935, Mr. and Mrs. Gaye did, and Michael was sent to live with Alberta's sister. Well, the Gays had four children of their own, Jeannie, Marvin, Frankie, and Zeola. The family lived in the projects, first in the southwest section of the city, then in the East Capitol dwellings. Marvin called it Simple City. I was brought up in a slum, he said simply. Well, at first Marvin spoke of these matters plainly. He gave the impression of a happy childhood, but that impression didn't last long. Let's continue remembering Marvin Gaye. Here is a great song, Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, darling, stop beating around. another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Now you're moving on up, a pretty baby. You're leaving me behind. Everybody seems to love you. Oh, you're doing just fine.
Fine, fine.
But take away your good looks and all your fancy clothes. Why don't you just keep trying, baby? Try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, baby. You'll see. Now you tell me that you're so busy, pretty baby. You ain't got much time. Oh, how well I remember when all your time was mine.
Mine, mine.
Well, move on back across the track, baby, where you came from. Don't you just try it, baby? Try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, baby. You'll see that nobody loves you but me.
Nobody loves you but me.
Right on. Talk to me, if you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right, right on, right on.
Well, that was Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. That reached number 2 from 1971. And before that, we went all the way back to 1964 with a song that was sung with the Temptations in the background. The song was called Try It, Baby, reached number 15. And we started off with a number 1 from 1973, Let's Get It On. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the music of Marvin Gaye this half hour. Well, Marvin had recalled that I had a terribly difficult time with my father. I loved and honored him, but I also resented him. We fought tooth and nail. Beyond that, we lived a strange life. We were marked. We were different. Our church affiliation separated us from everyone else. Well, further interviews with Marvin's parents and siblings shed new light on this situation. Marvin's mom supported the family as a domestic, which is a housekeeper. Marvin's father was a reluctant worker, a part-time postal clerk, and full-time storefront preacher. He was a charismatic leader of a sect known by a long and formal name, the House of God, the Holy Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, the House of Prayer for All People. No wonder Marvin had a difficult time. Well, let's continue to remember his memory with one more heartache right here on Motown Memory.
Oh,
Motown at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Well, that was Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. That reached number 4 from 1971. And we started with One More Heartache, a number 29 tune from 1966. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the music of Marvin Gaye. Well, of all four children that the Reverend Gaye had, Reverend Gaye harbored a grudge against Marvin for some reason. And of all the children, Marvin was the one who would answer back. He'd challenge his father. He'd get the brunt of his father's rage. Yet Marvin escaped. He emerged from the turmoil of a confused and unhappy household as a young man of unusual charm. His music sensibility, forged in the fires of his father's hot-blooded church, was slowly taking shape. Those fires were tempered by the music heard on the street. Well, in the 50s, doo-wop was the stunning mold of the black male singing that touched Marvin's heart and excited his ears. In the 1960s, Marvin longed for sounds such as Frank Sinatra, but Berry Gordy Jr. wanted him to sing pop. And the struggle continued between those two in the 1960s. Well, let's hear from a great song, Got to Give It Up, right here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
Well, that was Marvin Gaye's only non-Motown Top 40 song, Sexual Healing, that reached number 3 from 1982. And we started with Got to Give It Up, Part 1, a number 1 song from 1977. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we've featured the music of Marvin Gaye this entire hour. Well, Marvin Gaye's death at the hands of his father on April 1st, 1984, tragically resolved a lifelong struggle between the two men. Their hatred of each other was deeper than either man had understood. Marvin Gaye Jr. struggled during the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, sometimes depressed, sometimes joyous, and his father's shooting of him put an end to that. But fortunately, his music lives on for all of us to enjoy. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Until next time, Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.